A hole opens in the plain, and as if on cue, the remaining mutts bound into it, disappearing as the earth closes above them. We wait for the hovercraft to take Cato's remains, for the trumpets of victory that should follow, but nothing happens. "Hey!" I shout into the air. "What's going on?" The only response is the chatter of waking birds. "Maybe it's the body. Maybe we have to move away from it," says Peeta. I try to remember. Do you have to distance yourself from the dead tribute on the final kill? My brain is too muddled to be sure. But what else could be the reason for the delay? "Okay. Think you could make it to the lake?" I ask.
"Think I better try," says Peeta.
We inch down to the tail of the horn and fall to the ground. If the stiffness in my limbs is this bad, how can Peeta even move? I rise first, swinging and bending my arms and legs until I think I can help him up. Somehow we make it back to the lake. I scoop up a handful of cold water for Peeta and bring a second to my lips. A mockingjay gives the long, low whistle, and tears of relief fill my eyes as the hovercraft appears and takes Cato's body away. Now they will take us. Now we can go home. But again, there's no response.
"What are they waiting for?"
says Peeta weakly. Between the loss of the tourniquet and the effort it took to get to the lake, his wound has opened up again.
"I don't know," I say.
Whatever the holdup is, I can't watch him lose any more blood. I get up and find a stick, but almost immediately come across the arrow that bounced off Cato's body armor. It will do as well as the other arrow. As I stoop to pick it up, Claudius Templesmith's voice booms into the arena. "Greetings to the final contestants of the 74th Hunger Games! The earlier revision has been revoked. Closer examination of the rule book has disclosed that only one winner may be allowed," he says. "Good luck, and may the odds be ever in your favor."
There's a small burst of static, and then nothing more. I stare at Peeta in disbelief as the truth sinks in.
They never intended to let us both live. This has all been devised by the game makers to guarantee the most dramatic showdown in history, and like a fool, I bought into it.
"If you think about it, it's not that surprising," he says softly.
I watch as he painfully makes it to his feet. Then he's moving toward me, as if in slow motion. His hand is pulling the knife from his belt.